Blackstone Audio presents My Dinner of Herbs by Ephraim Zimbalist, Jr., with musical selections by Father, violin virtuoso Ephraim Zimbalist, and Mother, opera diva Alma Gluck, with Enrico Caruso.
To my cherished Lou, Skipper, Alexis, McNair, Christina, Easy Four, Blivet, and Squiddle, whose idea this was, who gathered the material and rode herd on me. With heartfelt thanks to Duncan S. Brown for his invaluable assistance, and a grateful bow to Christina Bohme and Nina Maynard. Better is a dinner of herbs where love is than a stalled ox and hatred therewith. Proverbs 15:17. Prologue. When I was growing up, I was an inveterate moviegoer, sometimes sitting through two double features a day. I also devoured photoplay and silver screen, luxuriating in each and every revealing facet of my favorite stars' lives that the studio publicity department saw fit to release. That company included Douglas Fairbanks, Errol Flynn, Ronald Coleman, Greta Garbo, Gary Cooper, Irene Dunne, George Arliss, and a dozen others. They were my heroes, and they spoke to me directly, soul to soul, with little or no dependence upon the lines they were reciting or the plot in which they found themselves. If you had asked me what I thought of their acting, I would have suspected your brains had escaped through a hole in the skull. The asking would be equivalent to questioning Flynn's swordplay or Fairbanks's calisthenics. What my people dealt in was beyond acting, it was illusion. And when it was all over, I felt exalted, ennobled, and at least an inch taller. Years later, when I came to Hollywood myself, I had no illusions whatever about my capacity to invest an audience with such wonders as these. Nonetheless, I did find myself grateful, through no doing on my part, to be dispensing merchandise from a lower drawer, but not the lowest. I took comfort in reckoning that I was not contributing to a devaluation of morals, nor augmenting those stresses and passions which the news media seemed quite able to inflame unassisted. If I was privileged to provide an hour's surcease from those very tensions, traffic, family squabbles, the depredations of the IRS, politics, financial and job insecurity, or unrequited love, it was enough. And whether or not this entailed...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?